Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this message is for Marilyn Walpole. This is Cindy from the ACE Clinic. I'm calling about your dog. Let's see, a 5-year-old bulldog? You said it seemed to be very low on energy. Well, I'm afraid we won't be able to keep the appointment we made for tomorrow. The veterinarian has to go out of town unexpectedly. The issue seems rather urgent, so I think you should go to our other branch on Seneca Street, right across from Robinson University. It should be easy to get a booking there.
Number 71.
Who most likely is Miss Walpole?
Number 72.
What does the speaker tell Miss Walpole about?
Number 73.
What does the speaker suggest doing? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast. You're listening to Flash Radio, the station that brings you news on the local stories that matter to you most. This week, the city announced plans to bring the historic Ingram Cathedral back to its original condition. Crumbling walls will be replaced, and windows and other fixtures will be fixed. Improvements will also be made to its extensive gardens. Community members can help support the work by visiting www.ingramcathedral.org and making a financial contribution. To tell us more about the project, I've got Mayor Katrina Thomas here in the studio today. Welcome, Ms. Thomas.
Number 74.
What is the broadcast about?
Number 75.
According to the speaker, what can listeners do on the website?
Number 76.
Who will the speaker interview next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this message is for Dustin Chu. This is Laura from Swanson's. You requested that we call you when we got more of our Dika brand washing machines back in stock. Well, they've just been delivered this morning. We can't hold one for you, so you'll have to visit the store in person. We're open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekends. I highly recommend that you stop by tomorrow, as it's the first day of our anniversary sale, and we're sure to still have this item in stock.
Number 77.
Where does the speaker most likely work?
Number 78.
When does the business close on weekdays?
Number 79.
According to the speaker, what will happen tomorrow? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are glad you could be here tonight so that we could show our appreciation for your hard work. Without unpaid workers like you, we would never be able to complete so many worthwhile projects for our town. You truly help Marysville reach its full potential. Don't forget to provide your address on the sign-up sheets that are coming around so that we may mail you a thank you gift. And now, it's my pleasure to announce the winner of this year's Gold Star Award, which is given to someone who has gone the extra mile to help others. Let's give a big round of applause for Eric Ortega.
Number 80.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 81.
What are the listeners reminded to do?
Number 82.
What will the speaker do next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, this is Roy Baxter from Office 203. I'm afraid I haven't moved my desk out of my office for the carpet cleaning tomorrow. I only heard about it just now from one of my coworkers. You see, the problem is that I never saw the memo because I was out of town for an important conference all of last week. I'm leaving the office now for another meeting, so I hope you can take care of it for me. There will be no time tomorrow because, as you know, they'll be here first thing in the morning. I won't lock my office when I leave so that you can get in here. Thanks for the help. I owe you.
Number 83.
According to the man, why didn't he read a memo?
Number 84.
What does the man mean when he says, they'll be here first thing in the morning?
Number 85.
What does the man plan to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon, everyone. Before we open the store today, I just wanted to let you know how we did on our customer survey. As the people who assist customers when they're shopping at our computer store, your contributions are very important. The entire management team is pleased with the results. We had 842 positive comments for our store on this year's survey. You know what? The Forest Lane location had about 100. You should all be very proud. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have donuts, coffee, and juice in the break room, so be sure to stop by.
Number 86.
Who most likely is the speaker addressing?
Number 87.
Why does the woman say,
the Forest Lane location had about 100?
Number 88.
What can the listeners do at 5 p.m.? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following radio broadcast.
This past weekend, Romano Valley welcomed a new addition to the city's skyline with the opening of Centennial Stadium. The building is the perfect complement to the nearby Valley Vacation Amusement Park. The structure has seating for 20,000 people. It will mainly be used as a baseball field, but during the off-season, concerts will be held there as well. Many people are pleased about the stadium, as it will increase tax revenues for Romano Valley. On the other hand, opponents are concerned that it will cause traffic and pollution problems. We'd like to hear what you think. Call us at 555 or 188.
Number 89.
What has recently been opened in Romano Valley?
Number 90.
What benefit of the site does the speaker mention?
Number 91.
What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Welcome all to the Introduction to Painting workshop. This 2-hour class is designed for complete novices who have never picked up a paintbrush before. We'll learn the basics of watercolor painting, and you'll leave here today with your very own artwork. Our future workshops will cover the finer points of painting, and they do fill up quickly. So just a reminder, please make sure to sign up ahead of time to avoid missing out. Now, Another group used this room before us. It'll take a moment to make sure everything we need is where it belongs. Then I'll pass out the paper and brushes, and we'll get to work.
Number 92.
What is mentioned about the workshop?
Number 93.
What does the speaker remind the listeners to do?
Number 94.
What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Another group used this room before us"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and list. Attention, all Carolina Hardware shoppers. Thank you for your patronage, and we hope you find everything you need. We have the region's largest variety of goods, and we also rent out equipment at the customer service desk. The rental options are posted around the store, but please note that we no longer rent out paint sprayers. And to make the most of your shopping trip, don't forget to pick up a coupon book from your cashier as you make your purchase. If there's anything we can do to help, just let one of our customer representatives know.
Number 95.
What does the speaker say about Carolina Hardware?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Which brand is not available for rental?
Number 97.
According to the speaker, where can shoppers get discount coupons? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and ticket.
Attention all passengers. We are now departing for Manchester. During today's journey, sandwiches and hot drinks will be available from our dining car, which is near the front of the train, right before the first class car. For those of you in car D, the restroom will remain locked due to a mechanical problem. We're very sorry for the inconvenience. Facilities are available in car C and E. Now that we're on our way, please take a moment to review the safety information posted on the wall near your seat. This is an on-time departure, and our journey will take approximately 3 hours. Thank you for traveling with us, and have a pleasant journey.
Number 98.
Why does the speaker apologize?
Number 99.
What does the speaker encourage listeners to do?
Number 100.
Look at the graphic. What time is the train expected to arrive at Manchester?